Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. The Shabbat fulfilled. Here, here, here. First day. Here on the first day service right here. Was a little bit on the overflow. Right? The cup fill and the cup overflow, the baraka. We got up to the fourth aliyah, given time right here till we see the live stream come on the board before we go full of full. Give thanks to the call-in. Yes, I. Heal up the 702 right there, there, there. Yes, I. So here, 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 for this ninth sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong, give I and I a couple of moments right here, because we went almost 4 to 5 minutes, a little bit over right there. So just align the podcast right here, the blog talk with the live stream. Yes, I. Greetings, greetings, family. Greetings, Chabarim, and the live stream, and those who will hear this in the forward, refreshing the pages right here, here, here. That was a longer, you know, a longer aliyah there, because we chose to go into certain key words, to bring out certain key words, and also to share the basic, you know, the baby and the basic Hebrew of it. What was interesting was that, you know, what the so-called harlot was called, the two different words. There's two different words in the Hebrew, but often in the translations, like both words are given the same translation, thereby obfuscating, covering up more of the innocence, not the innocence, but the inner innocence, the inner sense. You know, the higher sense. So just leveling up here with the HD, with the Hebrew right here, here, here. And also what's interesting is here, according to the royal order, the psalm for the Shabbat day here in the Gregorian, what is it, 2022, at this particular season, as we're on the cusp here of Hanukkah, the Hanukkah. Now we're going to push through right here with this ninth sabbatical study, looking forward to the second day. Right, aka the Monday service or the Yom HaSheni, to get into a little bit more of the Hanukkah vibe right here, here, here in the season. I think we have a track here. Do we have a track right here, here, here? And also heal up to the Temple Rockers and David Solid Gold, and also to Ayana Haber, you know, Talmid HaHaberim, yeah. To Ross Iason, to Far, for reaching forward to David Gould, David Solid Gold. We used some of his tunes on the podcast before, but as we transferred over here to the live stream, also like simulcasting, you know, live stream and Facebook, sometimes we get these, you know, strikes, or they try to suppress or try to block or take down the dissemination, you know, and the information. So right here, 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 I'd like to share this Yehuda Iskinder. I'm going to try to line up some of the sabbatical tunes. We're still working out the communications, but we give thanks to David Gold, and also heal up to like the band camp and the Temple Rockers as well. Some beautiful roots, reggae. We say like Rastafari. I call it Rastafari Jewish or Yehuda, you know, reggae right there, there, there. Great compilation right there, and particularly they have an album. What's the name of that album again? Feast of Lights, Festival of Lights, Temple Rockers. Look up Temple Rockers, Festival of Lights. Some really good music, some classic roots and reggae, you know, artists on that as well. You know, it's a good blend. It's a good coming together there, even musically. But here, 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 for the season of lights, here, the darkest, we're in the darkest time of the year. You know, longer nights. You know, shorter days here in these five moons, referred to it as out of season. In season is the holy season from Pesach, from Passover, the first moon, right? Going forward to even the seventh moon, where we have the seven Mo'edim, the Mo'edei Yahuwah, the appointments, the feasts, the festivals. So this is also a feast or festival. It's not a commanded feast or festival. We keep this here. Even we as Rastafari in the Irish, in the spirit, right, and the truth of the Maccabees, is the Maccabees fighting holiday. So it's coming forward. It's not even right now. We're still in the evening, right? We're still in the evening time, right now, you know, for this evening, serve. It's going to evening come before morning. I have to, you know, go over the calendar and the time, some of the basic principles. I think once and once hear it, but you really need to take time to really, like, reform our hearts and minds. We're used to this. We're in the world, but it is seeking not to be of the world. And this is what Maccabees, you know, and Hanukkah, Maccabee fighting holiday, either they truly and duly signify. So here we have Judah Iskender, Judah, Yehuda Iskender, right here with Shalit, right? Lighting that light, right? Illuminating, you know, even in the darker part of the year. You know, it's just a different vibe. I think many ones and ones can feel it, but keeping that light, the divine light in the innermost of the innocence lit, here, resisting the simulation, the world flesh, the satanic chlorum. So here, Hanukkah light, Judah Iskender.
Rock Selector.
Yes, I
up on the technology, so apologies. We just was reviewing a little bit and kind of updating the title of this after the Shabbat, the first day service here on the Hidden and the Iris. Playing that tune right there, but while making a few updates right here. This will be like, we call this Hanukkah right here, as we're going to try to at least prep some of the basics here. And we started out with the Judah is Skin the Tune. I'd like to play that again, but give thanks, brothers and sisters, you know, for the contributions, the donations. You know, we need a better technology, but work with what we got right here. So if it sound chips out a little bit, hopefully, you know, it's during the times we're trying to make some adjustments. You know, the computer that we're using for some of the live stream, it definitely needs to be upgraded. But just sharing that right there, and hopefully just hear a full of sweet tune right here. This tune by Judah Skinder, Ja Light here, Maccabee Fighting Holidays, Hanukkah Time. So once again, I'm taking out the Jose.
John 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
Bakadamawi.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
therein.
And they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart.
Who
hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He hath received the blessing from Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is a generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of glory. King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. Emperor of Ethiopia. King of kings. Lord of lords. Conquering lion in the tribe of Judah. He take up his tent, light of the world. Jah, Rastafari, he is the King of Glory.
Behold, the conquering line, the tribes of the root of David, as the veil to open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. So the Sunday evening, the evening, it's not as we've been taught in this Western Gentile world, but the evening proceeds. That's why the Shabbat begins Friday evening. So here for the first day service, and here for the Psalm, Psalm 92, and here in the Hebrew, Queen Makeda, clean hands, Niki Kapayim Uvar Labav, Niki, clean, innocent, Kapayim, like the hands, the palm of the hands, Uvar Labav, and a purification of the heart. Right here, Queen Makeda. Check out Queen Makeda on the YouTube. So also support the Patreon as well. Those who like to learn the Hebrew, you know, great teacher. Also the chanting of the Psalms in Hebrew. Well, check out her music right here. Psalm 24, evening song for the first.
Over, live up, Nikki
Clean hands, pure heart. Yes, I get Clean Screen Marketer right there. Beginning off, the Shabuah. The Shabuah, the 7 days, otherwise translated as the week. Or the Shabuah from the 7 days, sabbatical strong right here, 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 there in the Hebrew. And the theme, beginning off the Shabuah, the 7 days, beginning off this sabbatical, speaking of the Shabuah, the week, strong right here, chant and praise.
Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. When our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast, oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Amen. Amen. Rastafari. Amen and amen. Let it be. So be it. So here. Let's hear the psalm in Amharic. Psalm 24 right here. On Barker B. Stephen Marlin, it's Naya Bingy Dub right here. Here's the psalm for the first day. Also, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews and Judaically, Psalm 24, first day psalm, a.k.a. Sunday psalm right here. Before we fulfill, here's the ninth sabbatical study right here on the first day service, Sunday service, right here. Hear this.
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም አጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ ነፍሱን ለከንቱ ያላነሳ ለባልንጀራውም በሽንገላ ያልማለ እርሱ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ በረከትን ከመድኃኒቱ አምላክ ምሕረትን ይቀበላል ይህች ትውልድ እርሱን የምትፈልግና የያዕቆብን አምላክ ፊት የምትፈልግ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆች ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው እግዚአብሔር ነው ብርቱና ኃያል እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያ እናንት መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉሥ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉሥ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉሥ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ מלואה, בבית ביו שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יצדה, והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלה.
Shabua Tov, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
And you're here at the first day, the Eve first day service.
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He didn't know like the name. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Yes, Nekainai Aliyah up right here, fulfilling the Torah, reading and feeding. So here we pick up here on the Sunday, first day service of the 5th, 6th, and the 7th Torah reading and feedings right here, here, here for the first day service. Yes, I.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear. Hear for the Chamishi, for the Chamishi, hear for the Chamishi, Aliyah, the fifth reading, Chamishi, Aliyah, the fifth up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat. Shabbat, why is Sheb? Why is Sheb? We're picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. He has that Lamed 8, a 39th chapter. Joseph tested by adversity. Hear, hear, hear. The Hamishi.
Hamishi.
With Yosefa, who rada nitsa raima, wayayika nehua potifarla,
potifarla.
Paro, Sarah, ha, ta'bachim, isha mitzriya, miyada, ha, isha ma'alim, asher, hori duhu, shamma.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, Paro, captain of the guard, and Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither, there, with Yosef, who rada Mitzrayim, and Joseph was brought down to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, with Yosef, who rada Mitzrayim, wayayikanehua Potifara, Serisa paro, Sara ha ta ba ahim.
And Potiphar, an officer of Paro, captain of the guard, ish mitri, an Egyptian, ish of Mitzrayim, ish
Mitzri, brought him of the hand of the Ishmaelites, Miyadaha Yishmaelim, that had brought him down thither, Zeya, Asheram Horiduhu Shamma. And Yahuwah Jehovah was with Yosef, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Wayehiya Yahuwah eta Yosefa, Wayehiya Isha Mataliah, Wayehiya Bebeita Adonayo, Ha Mitzri, 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 Mitzri. And his master saw that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, with him, and that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, made all that he did to prosper in his hand, hand, hand. Ayare Adonayo ki Yahuwah ito, ito, ito. And his master saw that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, was with him. Ayare Adonayo ki Yahuwah ito. We call Asher Huwa. Ose Yahuwah Mataliach Biyado Biyado Biyado, and that Yahuwah, that Shah Yahuwah, made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Yosef, and Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over Beito, over his house, and all he had he put in his hand, hand. Wayimatza Yosef Achin Abi Ainayo, Waya Shareta Oto, Waya Yafa Kidehu Allah Beto, we call a Yeshalau Natana Bi Yado, Yado, Yado. And it came to pass from the time that I was at, he had made him overseer in Beito, in his bait, in his house, and over all that he had, that Yahuwah, that Jehovah, blessed the Egyptian's house, the Egyptian's bait, for Yosef's sake. And the Baraka, the blessing of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was upon all that he had in the house and in the field, 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 field. Wayehiya Me'aza, Hifakita Otoa Bebeto, Allah call Asher Yesh Lau, Waya Bareki Hoa, Eta Beta Ha Mitria, Bia Glala Yosef, Wayehia Birkati Hoa, Bikol Asher Yesh Lau, Ba Baita Ua Ba Sade, 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 Sade. And hear, 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 and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 the sixth verse, sixth verse, sixth verse. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, in Joseph's hand. And he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored, favored. Waya Zova call Asher Lau, Bit Yada Yosef, with Loa Yada Ito, Me Uma Kima Ha Lechem Asher Hua Okel, Wayehi Yosef, Ye Feya Toar, Toar, We Feya Mare E, 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 Mare E. And here, here, here. Here, here, here for the Shay Sheet, the Shay Sheet. Here for the Shay Sheet, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth reading, right here at verse 7 of Genesis chapter 39, verse 7, for the Sheshi Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering, the sixth offering up here for this Shabbat, Yayeshev. Yayehiya Ahara Ha Devarim Ha'ele, Watisa Hesheta Donayu Eta Ayeneha, Ella Yosefa Waya Tomera. Shikva,
Shikva,
and it came to pass after these things, after these words, Vayehi Achar Hadbarim Ha'ele. And it came to pass after these things, after these things, that his master's wife, his master's Eshet, his master's Orset, his master's wife, cast her eyes upon Yosef, upon Joseph. Watisa Eshet Adonayo et Aineha illa Yosef. And she said, Watomer Shikava imi. And she said, lay sexually with me, with I. Shikaba imi. And she said, lie with I. But he refused and said to his master's Eshet, his master's Orset, his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not, wotteth with me, with I, in habayit, in the bait, in the house. And he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house, in this bait, than I. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from my, but the I. Because thou, Ishto, Esheto, his wife, his Oset. How then can I do this great wickedness, wretchedness, and sin, and arc up against Elohim, the true good, the true God, 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 the true God. But he refused.
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 Why ma'ain? Why yomer il eshet adonayo? But he refused and said to his master's eshet, and said to his master's wife,
behold,
Adoni,
my master,
lo yada'a iti ma ha bayit, behold, my master, my Adon, hein, Adoni, my master, having me, knoweth not what is in the house. Hein Adoni lo yada'a iti ma babayit. And he hath put all that he hath in my hand. Wekol asher yesh lo natana b'yadi. And he is not greater in this house than I. He is not greater in Eyanenu gadol b'bayit hazeh mimeni. Neither hath he kept back anything from me, from I, but the I. But the I, Wulo, Khashak, Khashaka Mimeni, Meuma Kiim, O Tach, Baasher At, Ishto, because thou the I, At, Ishto, thou the I art his wife, his Ishet, his Eshet, his Oset, We Aik, Ese, Ha ra'ah, ha gdolah, ha zot, we chat'ati le'lohim. How then can I do this great wickedness, this great wretchedness? We aik, e'eseh, ha ra'ah, and sin and akav. How can I do this great wickedness, this great wretchedness? How? We aik. And sin and uck up against Elohim, the true good, the true God. And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph, day by day, that he hearkened not to her, to lay sexually by her, or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time, about this I was at Joseph, went into the house, into Habait, the bait, to do his business. And there was no one of the men of Habait, of the bait of the house, there with it. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me, lay with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Watita pe sehu be big do de big do le mor shikva imi wa ya izoba big do be yadaha wa ya yanasa wa ya yetsaya ha khutsa 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 khutsa. And she caught him by his garment. And she caught him by his garment. Watita pesehu abe bigdo, saying, Lemor shikva imi, shikva imi, shikva imi, shikva imi. Lie, lay with me, sex with me. Shikuba imi, shikuba imi, wa ya izoba bigdoa bea yadaha. And he left his garment in her hand. Wa ya nasa, wa ya tseya ha chutza, and fled and got him out.
And
it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forward, that she called to the men of her house, her bait, and spake to them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew to us, to I and I, to mock us, to mock I and I. He came in to me to lie with me, to lay sexually with me. And I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with I and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until Adonai, until his Lord, came home. And she spake to him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou, the I, hast brought to us, to I and I, came in to me, to I, to mock me, to mock I. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with I and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of Ishto Esheto, of his Oset, of his wife, which she spake to him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, to I, that his wrath was kindled. And Yosef's Adon, master, took him and put him in the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But Jehovah was with Yosef. Wayehi Yahuwah eta Yosef. But Jehovah was with Joseph, and shewed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Wayehi Yahuwah eta Yosefa wayeta Eliyahu chaseda wayitena chino b'aynei sar baita ha sohar. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Wayitain sar beitaha sohara biyad Yosef eita kolaha isirim ashara beitaha sohara with eita kol ashara osim sarahu haya ose. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because Jehovah was with him, and that which he did, Yahuwah, Jehovah made it to prosper. Ein sar beitaha sahara roeh etakola miuma biyado ba'asher Yahuwah ito wa'asher hu oseh Yahuwah Mataliah,
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 Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shabi'i, the Shavu'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up offering, hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Yayeshev, Sabbath, and he sat here picking up the first book of Moshe. First book of Moses, the Hebrew book known as Genesis, Genesis chapter 40. Hear, give ear for the Shavi'i, hear for the seventh Aliyah. Wayehi achar hadbarim ha'ele hadu'a mashakeya meleka mitraim v'ha'ofe la adonai l'meleka mitraim. And it came to pass after these things, Vayehi Ahar Hadbarim Ha'el 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 Ha'el, the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, their Adon, the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim. Chata'ua Mashikeya Melech Mitzrayim V'ha'ofeh La Adonaihem Le Meleka Mitraim. And Pharaoh, Paro, was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in to them in the boker in the morning and looked upon them. And behold, they were sad. And he asked Paro, Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, wherefore, why look ye, why look ye all so sadly today, today,
today,
today,
today?
Why yish'allah Eta Sirise Paro, Sirise Faro, Asheraito, Be Mishamar Beit, Adonai, Lemor. And he asked Pharaoh's officers, Eta Sirise Faro, that were with him in the ward of his master's house, Be Mishamar Beit, Adonai, saying, Lemor. Madua, p'enekem ra'im hayom. Wherefore look y'all so sad today. Madua, p'enekem ra'im hayom. And they said to him, we have dreamed, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said to them, not interpretations, but unto Elohim, Ha Elohim, the true God, the nature of natures. Tell me, I pray. Wayomru Elayo, Chalom, Chalamnu, Ua Fotir Ein Oto. And they said to him, Wayomru Elayo, we have dreamed a dream, Chalom. Chalamnu, and there is none, no one that can interpret it. Ufotir ein oto, and Joseph said to them, why yomer Elohim Yosef, hallo le Elohim pitaronim, tell it me, I pray thee, I do not interpretations belong to Elohim. Lo le Elohim pita roni. Sapruna li. Tell it me. I pray the I. I pray you. Sapruna li. Sapruna, 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 Sapruna. And the chief butler told his dream, his chalom, to Yosef, to Joseph, and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, before I, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded. Her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes, and Pharaoh's cup, Pharaoh's chalice was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, into Pharaoh's chalice, and I gave the cup, the chalice, into Pharaoh, into Pharaoh's hand. And Yosef and Joseph said to him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days, yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh, lift up thine rosh, thy ras, thy head, and restore thee, I, to thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh, Pharaoh's cup, Pharaoh's chalice, into his hand, after the former manner, when thou wast his butler. Think on me, think on I, when it shall be well with thee, I, and shew kindness, I pray thee, I, to me, to I, and make mention of me, make mention of I to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing, no thing that they should put I into the dungeon, but have me in thy remembrance. Sikartani itika ka'asher yitev alak. Asita na imadiya chased. Wehizakartani illa paro. We hold etani mina habayit hazeh. But have I in thy remembrance, when it shall be well with thee, I. Zikartani itika ka'asher yitev laka. We asita na imadi hased. And show kindness, I pray the eye to eye, and make mention of me to Pharaoh, make mention of I to Pharaoh. Where he's a kartani illa Pharaoh, where hot etani yamina habayita hazeh, and bring me out of this house, for indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. Kia gunova. And here also have I done nothing, no thing that they should put me into the dungeon. With dampo lo asitia miuma kia samu oti babor. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Yosef, he said to Joseph, Ayusef, I also in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on Roshi, on Rase, on my head, on my Ras. And in the uppermost basket there was of all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon Roshi, upon Rase, my Ras, my head. And Yosef and Joseph answered and said, this, the interpretation thereof, the three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh, Pharaoh, lift up Roshikta, the I Rosh, the I Ras, the I head from off the eye, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And hear. For this Shabbat Vayeshev, Sabbath, and he dwelt and he sat here for the Maftir reading for this Shabbat here, Genesis 40 at verse 20, the Maftir.
Why you here?
Why you here?
Why you here?
Why you here?
Why you here? Why you here? Bayom hashlishi yom huledeta eta paro. Why ya asa misha te likola e badayo? Why sa et rosh sara mashak ima we eta rosh sara haofim vitoka e badayo? And it came to pass the third day. Why ye he? Bayom Hashlishi, which was Paro, Pharaoh's birthday, Yom Huledet, that he made a feast to all his servants. Et Paro, Vayasa Mishite El Kola Badayo. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. Wayisa et rosh sar ha mashkim we et rosh sar ha ofim vitoka ibadayu. And he restored the chief butler to his butlership again, and he gave the cup, the chalice, into Paro, Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, remember Joseph, but for got him, him. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them, Ka'asher patar lahem Yosef. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph. Ve'lo zakar saraha mashikim et Yosef, but forgot him. Wa'yishakar chehu. And here, fulfillment for this Shabbat, for the Torah reading, for Shabbat, Vayeshev, for Sabbath, and he dwelt, and he sat. Kibur l'k'alu, kibur l'dintzu, kibur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kibur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to I and I Father, I and I King. Kibur l'k'adamawi, chayla selasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Let shem Yeshua, ha Moshiach, in the name of Getachina, Metchanetach, in the name of Jesus Christo, Christo, Christo. Amen. Amen. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jaloh. Wa'imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayei olam natei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheila.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzah b'debreihim ha'ne'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai ha'bocher b'torah u'moshe abdo u'b'Israel ammo u'b'nebiei ha'emet v'atzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Book of the Prophets, Amos, chapter 2, verse 6, to chapter 3, verse 8. Besama'ab wawalet mefesakadu sahad gumlak. Thus saith Yahuwah Buruku, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they sold the righteous for silver, and the poor for a pair of shoes, that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father will go into the same maid to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down upon clothes laid to pledge by every altar, and they drink the wine of the condemned in the house of the Elohim. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness, to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up of your sons for prophets, and of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith Yahweh Buruku? But ye give the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, Prophesy not. Behold, I am pressed under you, as a cart is pressed that is full of sheaves. Therefore the flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not strengthen his force, neither shall the mighty deliver himself, neither shall he stand that handleth the bow, and he that is swift on foot shall not deliver himself, neither shall he that rideth the horse deliver himself, and he that is courageous among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, saith Yahweh Buruku. Chapter 3. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when it have no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he have taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and Yahweh have not done it? Surely the sovereign Yahweh Igaziyabihirabuduku will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The lion have roared, who will not fear? The sovereign Yahweh Buruku has spoken, who can but prophesy? Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Demsu, Kebole Hailu, Kebo Ketamawe Haile Selassie, Negus Neges Ethiopia, King of Kings of Ethiopia. Shalom. Besim Ketachim Nahanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, 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 my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's minor. You see?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
The more we are together, the happier we shall be. The more we are together, that's the only way we can be. The only way, that's the only way for you and for me. The more we love one another, the more we see each other. The more we love our brother.
Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh
together, the happier we shall be. The more we love one another, that's the only way. For you and for me,
shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth, O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glory,
Rastafari.
Glory,
Rastafari.
Glory,
Rastafari.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarot, Shel Habarik Ha Hadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarik Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadiski Dan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS Number 8, Vayishlach, and he sent Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 through 20, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 46. B'shem Ha'ab Ve'Habein Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11, Yod Aleph, verse 12, Yod Beit, verse 13, Yod Gimel. Ba emuna sara gamhia matza koach lehazaria watilel achare blata ki chashba et hamar bityach lene aman alkin me achad asher kimat met besarro yatzawa kokabe hashmaim la rob. Wekahol al sfat hayam asher lo yisaper ba emuna meitu ko elle velo ra'u et ha'habtachot rak merachok tzufu lahen vayibtachu vayismechu lekratan vayodu ki gerim hem vetoshabim ba'aretz. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand that is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore Elohim is not ashamed to be called Elohim, to be called their God. For he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that Elohim was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure, Isaac and Jacob. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Matthew chapter 26. Acharei Cain, ba itam Yeshua, el chater hanikra gat shemane, vayomer el hatalmidim, shpu lekem, po ad asher elek sham vahit palalti, vayikach ito et Petros ve et shne bne Zabdai, vayachel leheatzeb ve lamu. Vayomer lahem, nashi marahli ad mawet, imdu po veshiptu imi. Yeshua's agony in the garden. Jesus' agony in the garden. Then cometh Yeshua, Jesus, with them, to a place called Gethsemane, and saith to his disciples,
sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he to them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The first prayer. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The sleeping disciples. And he cometh to the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith to Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The second prayer. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. The third prayer. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And then cometh he to the disciples, and saith to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Kaburlakalu, Kaburlidimtu, Kaburlakailu, Kaburlakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Amen, 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 Temesken.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be Temesken, Temesken, Xiavi Yemesken.
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos,
Jesus
Christos, Jesus Christos.
Here, Ijaman, Ijaman Levi. Here's the A side or the B side right there, the dub right there from the Brit Chadasha. You just have to check this out right here, sometimes, you know, in the digital technology, we have to just check and double check. So for the Brit Chadasha reading, the new covenant reading right here. Okay, we have the calendars ready for the new year, you know, especially for the 7 months, 7 moons, the holy time, getting ready for the in season here, even out of season. So here, give thanks for the read right there, brothers. Yes, I. So, Jah Heavy Load, I, Jaman Levi, right here. Jah Heavy Load. Look, Selah moment, getting some Q&As here for this ninth sabbatical study. Also, the prep. Prepping for the Hanukkah, lighting the light, reinitiating, educating, leveling up. Yes, I. Something. Meditation, when I reason within, yeah. Maccabee Fighting Isle of Days here in the season beginning this eve, what do they call it, sundown, actually it's sundown, the eve actually of the second day, but here for the Sunday service, I'd like to share Chloe Nazanian right here, Heavy as Lead. Red.
Mm-hmm. sure is confused. No one's looking at the roots and soil and rocks and shoots, not to mention fruits. Love is selfish, still it's yoked into your truth. To die perfect, your vanity is worthless. Running the spiritual surface, can you buy your life? All money is just curses. And I can always see Bible verses. Heavy as lead, a world heavy as lead. Come rest your head, my yoke is light, he said. Heavy as lead. His yoke is light, he says. Fools die, wicked men cry. Wisdom is fear of Father Adonai. No to Ayana, yes, I lie. The last day I jarred the far, I mocked the blind. On the throne of David, no one else can ever claim it. Israel repatriated, come to Abba elated. Don't need a go inflated, inherit his surgery created. He say, a humble life, a priceless way.
Take the yoke, take the yoke, the discipline, discipleship, upon I. So right here, coming to the last hour right here, some Q&As, overviews for this ninth sabbatical study here on the cusp, the eve of the Maccabee fighting holidays, the feast, the festival of lights, known as Hanukkah. Now, it's interesting, as we mentioned even earlier with Hanukkah, what's the meaning of Hanukkah? Also, what's the link? What's the link with the patriarch Enoch, right? Henoch, right? Henoch, Enoch, Hanok, Hanukkah. So here, both for the La Hanok, right? For the initiation here in the season, initiating the lights in the darkest time of the year. Here we're in the out of season. You've probably heard the expression before, in season and out of season. Well, here's out of season. These like 4 to 5 moons right here going down into Mitzrayim, Mitzrayima, Smai Tawi, Tameri, right, and coming up with the Pesach, the Passover, even in the, quote, new year, end quote, the new Gregorian year. So looking forward here. So from these months and moons, as we fulfill the commanded 7 feasts and festivals of Mo'edei Yahuwah, we also have other feasts and festivals. They're not of the same level as the 7 that have been commanded to I and I, but they do reflect right on that covenant, right? Especially the Maccabee fighting holiday right here, resisting that simulation, not to be in the image of the beasts or of these nations prophetically identified as certain beasts. But here, La Hanok to initiate, but here for the Q&As and the overview, Le Hanek to educate, Le Hanek to teach, Le Hanek. So to the fellow Habarim, Hanek, educate, right? So we study to learn and we learn to do right here. So for this sabbatical study, Shabbat Shor, Shabbat Vayeshev, in modern Hebrew, Vayesheva, ancient pointing, Shabbat Vayesheva, and he dwelt and he sat.
is the first word right here for the Vayesheb. Vayesheb, Yaakov, Be'eret Megoreya Abiyo, Be'eret Kenaan. And Jacob dwelt. Remember the word Yasheb come from Yashab. He sat. Vayesheb. Right? And he sat and he was seated. He was enthroned. He was settled in the land. We went through some of the details right there, looking at the Hebrew, the verbal hieroglyph, right? And when Egypt, you had it drawn and pictured in a sense. It's like that one, you know, sitting, right? Sitting and others around them in the wall paintings or papyri, you know, doing different various labors. Here we have the sons of Jacob and his manager, you know, Joseph was like the manager, the role that he served in the family business. But here it begins, it says, and Jacob dwelt, Yashab, Vayashev, he sat, he was seated, same word for enthroned, and he was seated, Yaakov Be'eret, in the land, Megorei, of his father's sojournings, Megorei, sojournings of Aviv, his father, Be'eret, in the land, Canaan, in the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan. Now, we know that Esau had gone to a different country, but Jacob, Yaakov, he remained in the land of Aviv, modern Hebrew Aviv, or more correctly pointed Afro-Shemitically, Abiyo. Where it says, Be'eret Megorei Abiyo, in the land of his father's sojournings. Why? Because of the birthright, the Bikor, the birthright was his, and he was to inherit the Eret, the land. Esau and his descendants, who we had actually left off of a, you know, kind of a little summary of things, you know, they dwelt. They were seated. We could say Esau and his descendants, they ruled, they reigned, they were dukes, and even say even kings and dukes before the children of Israel. Esau and his descendants dwelt in the land that they had chosen as its masters. But Yaakov, he dwelt, he was seated up in Canaan as a stranger. So that the prophecy that says in Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. One way of bringing out the reasonment right here. And consequently, the promise, the yea and amen of ultimate ownership of the land might be fulfilled in him and his children. This is what we can see clearly from the narrative is the motivation of Avinu Yaakov, of Father Jacob, right here. He dwelt in that portion of Canaan where his father lived. Now, the story of Esau is dealt with briefly, even very briefly, because for I and I, it is of no great importance. But Jacob's history is now told at length and in detail. Similarly, we have the 10 generations from Adam to Noah. The 10 generations, count them, 10 generations from Adam to Noah, they are treated in a summarized, in a summary manner. And again, the 10 generations from Noah to Abraham as being, by comparison, of little importance to the narrative here within HaTorah, whereas the history of Noah and Abraham is given in detail. So then it says in the next verse, these are the generations of Jacob. And notice how it goes. It says Joseph being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, being still a lad, like a youth, even with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought what? an evil report of them to their father. Now, here, as we say, for the backstory right here, we have the 12 patriarchs. Why we call this the affidavits in the Smai Tawi, Tameri, and Mitzrayi. They gave their affidavits. So we have the testament of the 12 patriarchs bringing to light a little more of the details. And using this season, this time right here, with the Hanukkah, right? The Hanukkah, both to initiate La Hanok in the Hebrew and also Le Chanek, to educate, to teach, and to learn, study to learn and learn to do. So right here, concerning the evil report, we'll get into the details. We just pointed the Talmudim, the fellow Chaburim, to the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs, the recommended printing and volume is Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden, right? And preferably the E-World printing right there, the E-World printing, right, of Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. Very useful both with the history, you know, testimony of the 12 patriarchs, and also with the fourth book of Maccabees, a chapter a day for the 8 days of Hanukkah. But here, let's go through a synopsis and the overview right here. Just went to look a bit of the details in the first verse to set up the context for continuity purposes. Synopsis right here for Shabbat Vayeshev, Senbet Tekemeta. Now, in the previous sabbatical study, the Torah reading and feeding, Vayishlach, and he sent. There, it recounted how Jacob had wrestled with a, for lack of a better word here in the English, a mysterious man, angel, Elohim. This mysterious messenger, man, angel, before returning to the land of the Yea and the Amen of the promise, the patriarchal promise, to be reconciled, seeking that reconciliation with his brother, Esau. Now, no longer named Yaakov, Jacob, heel holder, supplanter of Esau, his older brother, but Yisrael, one who has striven with El and prevailed, a prince, a sar in the Hebrew, Yisrael, a prince of El, the Almighty, the mighty power, a transformed Jacob. We have a transformed Jacob, or even an evolving Yaakov, evolving Jacob. Finally returning to Hebron. Hebron is also significant for the studies, fellow Habarim and Talmudim, fellow disciples, metaphysical Bible dictionary, some good points on the Hebrew two truths. Many words tend to have like a natural, obvious side, but then have a more metaphorical or allegorical or a figurative, or we can say a spiritual side. But a transformed Jacob finally returned to Hebron to see Abiv, his father, Yitzhak, Isaac, after nearly 34 years after he had left home. However, on his way back home, his beloved Eshet, Isha, Orset, his beloved wife, Rachel, she had died. She died while giving birth to his twelfth son, Binyamin. Now, we even have the name being changed. She named him Ben-Oni, Ben, son of Oni, son of my sorrow. What a name. And then his father, right, as was right, changed his name to Ben-Yamin, son of the right hand. All right, so also note Benjamin as we go through the forward Torah readings and feedings. Benjamin, and even many of I and I cite, you know, Yehuda, Judah, so-called Black American, and Benjamin, Binyamin, the Caribbean. But notice the baraka of Benjamin, especially here, getting to, you know, the beginning of the tribes with the patriarchs. Now, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, this Torah portion, reading and feeding, this manna, this angel's bread, it begins with Yaakov, Jacob, living now back in the land promised. That was Yed and Amen, Bahak Adosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name, to Abraham and to Yitzhak with his 12 sons. But the narrative right here, it quickly turns, right? Watch the turns. It turns to Yaakov, Jacob's favorite son, Yosef, who was 17 years old at the time. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction, states that Jacob, Yaakov, he loved Yosef more than all his other sons, since he was, quote, the son of his old age, end quote. That's one way to put it. But also remember that this was the son of Rachel, of Rachel. Rachel had two sons, Joseph and Benjamin. Now, he was the firstborn son of Esheto, his offset, his wife, Rachel, Rachel. Indeed, Yaakov made him an ornamented sort of a tunic, right? Even in ancient Mitzrayim, they call this like the long robe, but it was ornamented, right? A tunic, right? To indicate his special, his set apart status in the family, right? In the Beta Yaakov, the bite of Yaakov, and here the groundation of the Beta Yisrael, house of Israel. Now, as a favored son, and also the firstborn of his favorite wife, right? Rachel, Rachel, Joseph's job, his duty, his role and responsibility was to oversee, was to be an overseer. Now note the text says that he was a lad, he was a youth, right? To oversee a child shall what? Lead them. But how did the brothers feel about that? He was to oversee the activities of Yaakov, of Jacob's, the concubine, wives, sons, such as Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And to bring, quote, reports. To report to who? To Abinu Yaakov, to Father Jacob, about their activities. Whether good or bad, report back to Jacob. However, this role of Yosef, of the lad, of the youth, Joseph, this role as the overseer and also as the favorite son was too much, just too much, too enough for the other brothers, And they soon became jealous, right, of him and also hated on him. Now, to make matters even worse, that's just right there, just for that fact, favorite son. He's an overseer. He's bringing reports, whether good or bad. You know, they probably felt like he was snitching on them. But then to make that even worse, right, matters worse, Joseph, he related two dreams. He had two dreams, right? Imagine they're out there, you know, with the cattle and doing different things, and he probably, you know, just catching a little siesta, right? Well, anyway, he had two dreams, right? He related his two dreams to his brothers. Right, that foretold that he, speaking of himself, Yosef, Yawasaf, Joseph, was destined to Moshel, you know, to rule over them. It's an interesting word in Hebrew, Moshel, and we have the Mashal. Mashal is a parable or allegory, what some of y'all might want to call mythos. Hopefully get the right meaning of that word right there. But then we have Moshel, to rule. Mashal, a parable, a likeness, Moshel. Now think about the parable here, even from his dreams. He told them that he was destined, right, to rule over them, increasing now even their envy and their hate on their own brother, their hate of Joseph. Now the implications, what's implied by these dreams and the implications of the dreams was that all of Yaakov, of Jacob's family, all of the Beta Yaakov, the Beit Yaakov, Beta Yisrael, we can say, would become in some way or another subservient to him, subservient to Joseph. right? you know, get me out the race, you know, like get tired to see my face, right? That's what I and I Rastafari Joseph said, get tired to see my face, but you can't take me out the race. You know, how did the other Rastaman and ones that feel about Paranasala? Okay, Jacob, Yaakov, he rebuked Yosef. He rebuked Joseph, right? Why? Why did Jacob, the patriarch, rebuke Joseph for arousing his brother's hatred? You know, some people say, you can keep that dream to yourself, you know? But there's a prophecy in the dream. But Joseph's father, Jacob, still, even after rebuking his favorite son, he inwardly took notes, right? And also there was a waiting and expectation for the fulfillment of his favorite son's dreams, right? Because I have to touch on the sun and the moon, right? Symbology and the meaning, the second of the two truths, and the 12 stars, the 11 stars bowing to the one star, sun and moon and 11 stars. I think it's the sixth place, right, within the scripture. First place we even have the word sun, right, in the Hebrew is in Genesis chapter 15. When it talks about the sun was going down, and when the sun was going down. Now, how do we interpret that? Well, the patriarch Jacob gives us the key. Joseph said the sun and the moon and the 11 stars were bound to my star. And the father said, do you mean to tell me, based on your dream, that me and your mother and your brothers are going to bow down or worship you? So he rebuked his son. Now, one day, the brothers led their herds to pasture land near Shechem. Remember Shechem? Shechem, you know, what Simeon and Levi did on behalf of their sister. The place where Simeon and Levi, the two, some would say, hot-headed sons of Leah, had earlier killed, right, all of the town's inhabitants on account of the violation of their sister Dina. We didn't get to go into much of the rape of Dina, but note this. Go look up on Wikipedia, right? Wikipedia. Go look up on Wikipedia. There's Dina, the biblical Dina here, right here. And note that they connect the Dina, right, the sister of the Israelites, with the black woman, in particular with the black American woman. And just let's reason on that as we move forward. The question I have is, if that's true, they used to call all black women, at least in the South during the Civil War and all that time and everything, they used to call the woman Dina. I'm coming to rescue you, Dina. Gonna deliver you, Dina. It was weird how this got infused even over here in this North country, you know? But we'll pick up on that, John Willen. Jacob was apparently still concerned, right? Still concerned about the reputation he had in the area. We get this after the deed of Shimon the Levi, you know, Simon and Levi, you know, he said, you caused me to stink, you know, my name, my Shem, to stink, you know, and all the people going to get together. He was very worried and afraid, the patriarch, right? So he sent Yosef to check up on their welfare, right, on their well-being, in the Hebrew, on their shalom, right, their shalom, their peace, you know. Joseph, however, he learned that his brothers had left there for a place called Dothan, and he followed them there. The question is, you know, it's interesting when they say like a certain man, you know, there's always like a certain man right there. You know, some even interpret a certain man to be maybe an aspect of even the Holy Spirit, so to speak, you know, directing and guiding him, because Hailahim was with Yosef all the same. Now, upon arriving in Dothan, the brothers, quote, they saw Joseph from afar, end quote. From a distance, Joseph's brothers were watching him. Yes, they were watching him. They were watching him from afar. And immediately, they conspired to kill him. You could say they conspired to murder him, you know? You know, in the Torah of Moses, that would be considered like murder, right? To murder him, to dead on him.
However, Reuben. Now, here's what's interesting. Reuben is the firstborn from carnal-minded people, natural people. He's the firstborn. Reuben. Even his name, Reu. See y'all, Ben, a son, Reuben. Right? He was a disgraced firstborn son, going up to his father's bed and his father's, quote, wife, or the, you could say concubine, but the scripture basically upgrades, levels up their status even to wives. They were the handmaidens of the two sisters. But Reuben, the disgraced firstborn son, he tried to circumvent their murderous plan, their jealous red eye and envious leading to murderous plan by suggesting that they merely throw him into a pit, right? Throw him into a pit to, quote, you know, like people say, shake him up a bit, end quote. But he was secretly planning to come back, right? Make a round trip, so to speak, right? To rescue him. Now, when Joseph finally reached, now remember, Joseph is the firstborn of Jacob's favorite wife, right? One of the two sisters. But Reuben, the disgraced firstborn, he is the natural firstborn, right? He's the literal firstborn, the natural firstborn. So the natural disgraced firstborn is seeking, right, to save the life, you know, of the spiritual firstborn of Jacob's favorite son, right? It was his favorite son, but it also was the son of Rachel, and Rachel was the wife he intended to marry first. But be that as it may, when Joseph finally arrived, they stripped him. They stripped him, right? They stripped him of his ornamented tunic, what's called often the coat of many colors, right? As Reuben suggested. Look at the narrative. As Reuben suggested, they threw him into a nearby pit, right? Then they sat down to eat. Wow. They sat down to eat. Now remember, even though there's the good and the beautiful, there's also the bad and the ugly. This is what makes the scripture, when rightly received, a book of realities. Now soon, the brothers notice some of the Midianites, right, driving a caravan bearing spices to Mitzrayim, to Smaitawi, to the Tameri, later it was called Kemet. And Yehuda and Judah suggested that it would be better to sell Joseph as a bondman, not a slave. We got to strike that word out because the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, they insert that word there and try to make it all the same thing. You know, it's kind of like, in a sense, bait and switch, right? As a bond servant, a servant in bond. Get it? There was no such Slav. The Slav is a peculiar institution invented by these latter-day Gentiles, these Anglo-Americans. The brothers agreed that to this new plan. They agreed that this was a good plan, and they agreed to this new plan. So Joseph was sold for 20 pieces of silver. And watch as Joseph was bound and taken away to Mitzrayim, to the Smaitawi, to Tameri, later to be called Kemet. I'm emphasizing that point there just to prove that, you know, even many of these Kemeticists don't really know their story. But as we study the Bible scriptures properly with available evidence, we even get a better insight into Kemet and, of course, a much better insight into our narrative. Now, Reuben, who apparently was away while all of this happened, he returned to find Joseph gone and tore his clothes in horror and dismay. Now, we need to go over this portion about who sold him. Now, we know that the brothers had intention, even though in law, even intent can get you convicted, you know, if the intent can be proven. But it seems as though the Ishmaelites had kind of, you know, came up into the mix. But let's go on. Reuben, who apparently was away while all of this happened, finally returned to find Joseph gone, and he tore his clothes. He rent his garments in horror and dismay. The brothers then right? The patriarchs, these brothers here, right? I know things we do when we were young, right? Well, the brothers then stage Yosef's death. Wow, they stage the crime scene. Joseph's death by dipping his special tunic into goat's blood, and bringing it to their father, who mistakenly, right? And interesting, this time of the year where we read this, it moves from Sagittarius into what they call the sign of the goat, right? And goat's blood, and bringing it to their father, who mistakenly inferred that his son had been killed by a wild animal. You know, the way they even did that right there, the other brother, something we have to reason on, right? The good and the beautiful, but also the bad and the ugly, and hopefully the good and the beautiful over the bad and the ugly, good over evil. And when we level up, Jacob, then he mourned because he inferred, you know, they said, well, look at this. Isn't this, oh man, you know, and they just let their father go with it. So Jacob then mourned for Joseph for many days. But meanwhile, the Midianites, right, had sold Joseph to an Egyptian officer of Pharaoh named Potiphar, the captain of the guard. Let's pause on this right here. We're just going through a brief summary right here, but we have to go over this right here because in hearing the Aliyah, right, again, there's some detail that we was able to kind of zoom in on that sometimes even ones and ones who are, okay, here we go right here. Okay, Judah, yeah, what prophet is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites. Remember Ishmael, there's some mishpacha, like family circle relationship there. And let not, and make not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and flesh. And then it says, and his brothers hearken to him. And there pass Midianites, merchantmen. Yeah, and they drew, so look what happened. They drew, right? They drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit and sold. So here we have it. They sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. 20 shekels of silver. Some say that Joseph is a type of Moshiach, right? And among the Christians may say he's a type of Christ, right? And they brought Joseph, right, into Egypt, right? They brought Joseph. So we says, okay, and their past Midianite merchantmen. So we have these two Midianites. We know the Midianites are related people, but they are separate people from the Ishmaelites. Just interesting the detail that we have right here. And they brought Joseph into Mitzrayim, and Reuben returned to the pit. Okay, there we go right there. So let's go to the next part of the narrative right here. So now the Midianites, right, the Ishmaelites / Midianites selling Joseph to an Egyptian officer. I want you to note this right here. The word for officer in the Hebrew is the same word in the Hebrew for eunuch. I point that out because we notice how the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemah, how the Selassie refers to the black Jew of Ethiopia that went to worship in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8. He refers to him as the Ethiopian official. But in many Bibles, they'll say, well, the Ethiopian eunuch. But then we found in the Hebrew, the word saris is the same word used for Potiphar, right? For Potiphar. I pointed out because we want to ask, well, what was the Ethiopian eunuch? There are some Christians, some LGBT, XYZ folks out there and others that try to use the eunuch, the Ethiopian eunuch, to say, well, you know, with a lot of the different, you know, gender and sexual, you know, movements going on today, and say that he was one of them, like to imply as though he was either transsexual or he wore drag or something like that. I have to point that out right there because what I found to be interesting in following up on some things we read from, you know, LGBT Christian advocates concerning the Ethiopian eunuch is that actually he was an official, just like this Egyptian official. Otherwise, we might have to question whether Potiphar was a eunuch. Could this be what drove his Memphite wife? Let's go on. But meanwhile, the Midianites / Ishmaelites had sold Joseph to an Egyptian officer, a Mitzri officer, Saris officer, same word for eunuch, right, of Paro, Pharaoh, named Potiphar. The captain, he's a captain. He's a captain of the guard. Now, the story of Yosef here at this point, synopsis here, is then interrupted. There's an intermission, like an interruption, right, to relate an incident in the life of Yehuda and the life of Judah, right? Judah, you are he who your brethren shall praise. But here we got to kind of shake our head a little bit at Judah, you know, but it's still a reality, right? Judah, who had separated from his brothers. Could this be because of the aftermath of the whole incident? Remember where it says they were seeking to comfort their father? You know, but you know, while they're trying to comfort their father, they may be looking at each other. You know, they recognize what the truth is, but they're going along with it. So we have slight interruption of the narrative of Joseph to bring in the life, incident in the life of Yehuda, and also see the testament of the 12 patriarchs, Judah's testimony, especially on this particular incident. He had separated from his brothers. He had married a Canaanite wife, right? A Canaanite woman named Shua, right? And he had three children, three sons, Er, Onan, and Shelah, right? When his eldest son, Er, right, came of age, Yehuda married him, Canaanite woman, right? A Canaanite woman, remember before they were told like not to marry into the Canaanite, a Canaanite woman named Tamar. Tamar, which means like a date tree, right? Like dates in a date tree, the Tamar, right? However, Er, right, was wicked, right? He made an error, right? Er was wicked in the eyes of Yahuwah, and he died childless. Now, Judah then promised her his second son, Onan, according to the custom of Levirate marriage. So here we have Levirate marriage, that's also mentioned in HaTorah. But there are some things in Torah, you know, the Torah is threefold, right? One third of the Torah, the three parts of the Torah, is directly the pure, right? You could say the pure word, the pure commandment, speaking of the Ten Commandments. But otherwise we have instructions on judgments and relations, social relations, and then we also have was added to it for sacrifice since the people had went back to their vomit that they were doing in Egypt. So therefore they were given regulations as to sacrifice. As we mentioned before, that HaTorah, right, was not so much, you know, to protect, you know, the Israelites from the world, but really to protect the chosen people, Israel, you know, to protect the world from Israel. But the Levirate marriage, there were some customs. When we're looking at Torah, there were some customs that were approved to continue, but to be regulated by the direction and instruction of Yahuwah. So this is one of those. So some people get mixed up because they see it here and they say, well, Levirate marriage is in the Torah. Yes, it's in the Torah, Moses' law, but there are certain things that were customary, right, you know, already amongst people, you know what I mean, even before the revelation of HaTorah or Moses' law. So there was a Levirate marriage. That is, the brother of a man who dies childless is obliged to give a child to his brother's widow to be raised in his brother's shem, in his brother's name, with his brother's inheritance of land, right? So part of this was not even sexual. There was not so much a sexual thing there, right? It was a pragmatic, an ancient, customary thing. You know, I have land, I have a brother, he had a wife, but his wife has no child, right? And he had no child. That land that is his is lost, and his name and the continuity of things is destroyed. You know, they said that the name meant a lot. That's why it says, blessed be the Lord God of the name, of the Shem. Right, when we put it into its proper context, right? So Onan, right? Onan, he sinned, he ucked up, he was caught lacking, he missed the spot, right? He spilled his seed, right? In order to avoid, right, the obligation, right? And Yahuwah and Jehovah, according to the Torah, slew him for this, or actually in the Hebrew, deaded on him. Right, for this, right? We have a word for kill, we have a word for murder, right? We also have a word to dead on, it's important to look at those contexts as we use that kind of terminology today. At this point, Yehuda, Judah was reluctant to give his third son to marry Tamar. He might have thought, like, man, something wrong with this woman. Got two sons that was with her, and they both dying. This is my third son. It says three times the charm, but he's like, this is my third son. So he was reluctant. You think Yehuda was reluctant to give his third son, Shelah, right, to marry Tamar. But misleadingly, right, this is the power in words. Words shape reality. Misleadingly, he told her that he would do so as soon as Shelah came of age. Now, after realizing that Yehuda, Judah, whose name means praise, celebrated, was not going to fulfill his promises, yea, his amen, his word, to give his son Beno Shelah in marriage to her, Tamar, what did she do? She disguised herself as a prostitute. But now here's also what's interesting. So we went through that section, the third and the fourth Aliyah, in a little more detail, right? Because he saw her and he thought she was a zona, right? A prostitute, a user word for a sexually loose woman, right? A zona, right? Zany and zona, right? But the men of the place, they refer to the Kedesha, which is a type of, it means the word Kadash, which we have for holy, it means to be separate, set apart. And there were the Kedeshas, right, the temple prostitutes. It's like, it was like the strip clubs, you know, mixed with religion and theology of different peoples, right? So she was disguised either as a zona in Judah's eyes, she was a prostitute, but in the people eyes, the prostitute was somewhat sacred. You know what I mean? It was connected. Sexuality and their spirituality was connected. Anyway, she disguised herself as a zona / Kedesha, right? And she, you know, you could say, seduce Yehuda. Yehuda kind of seduced himself. And in the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, he kind of brings that out. You know, things we do as young men. When Yehuda later heard that his daughter-in-law had become with child, actually she was children, right? It was children, right? Or pregnant, as they say today, he called for her to be burnt at the stake. Now, what's interesting in HaTorah, it says that a daughter of a priest, right, that plays the harlot in her father's house, out the house, but plays the harlot in her father's house, she shall be burnt with fire. So it's kind of interesting seeing what comes down later on within legislation, right? Some changes, like you can't marry two sisters when both of them are alive, you're going to vex one sister. You know, it was brought out what Rachel and Leah had went through, right? But here we get the first instance, right, where for such a crime as, what was the crime anyway? But he heard that his daughter-in-law had become with child, and he called for her to be burned at the stake. Judah. Now, what's interesting about Judah, Yehuda, black American, Judah, can he blame it on the alcohol? Can he blame it on the alcohol? Because in the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, it's brought out that, you know, no wonder he withdrew from his brethren and started to hang out, you know, with some of the ites of the land, right? But when Tamar had produced his pledge of payment for her and for her, quote, services, you know, he came up to her and said, let me go into you. let me do the thing and everything. And she said, well, what would you give me? He said, like, oh, you know, I'll send. Notice that Yehuda funny, right? I'll send for a goat or something like that. She said, whoa, what about a pledge? You know, give me something that I know you're going to, you know, really fulfill your word. Because remember who Tamar is. He don't know that this is Tamar. But Tamar, right, now she produces the pledge of payment for her, for her services. He publicly confessed that she was more righteous than him, and therefore he also acknowledged that he was the father. Yehuda, Judah, you are the father. Judah, you are the father. Tamar, she then gave birth, right, to Tilmin, to twins, Tilmin, right, to Zerah and Perez. Zerah and Perez. The later, speaking of Perez, Paretz, right, Perez, the later being a direct ancestor of Dawit HaMelech, of King David, of Negus Dawit. And through him, Yeshua HaNotri, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Yeshua the Messiah. After this unseemingly, this is a unseeming account. Notice the good and the beautiful, the bad and the ugly. And this was the other ites. You know, they probably would strike this from the record. You know what I mean? But we have to learn. We have to grow in grace and in knowledge. So after this unseemingly account of Yehuda, of Judah and his daughter-in-law, right? The portion, it resumes now, right? I felt a little segue, right? It resumes the saga of Yosef, right? Of Joseph. Kind of reminds me of some of the series, even the Netflix series. Sometimes you watch a series, they have different characters. Then they go off to these other characters. Then we come back to the main character, right, of Yosef, of Joseph. Now, despite and in spite of the injustice, the treachery, the hatred, the enmity of his own brothers of the same father, Yahuwah was, as it says, Im Yosef, Im Yosef. We say Immanuel, right? El is with Immanuel, with us. Well, Yahweh was Im Yosef, was with Yahwasaf. And he blessed, he prospered him in everything he did. In fact, soon he was promoted to be the head, the Rosh, the Ras, the head of Potiphar's entire household affairs, of the entire residence of Paro, Pharaoh's captain of the guard. Now, HaTorah, it describes Joseph as a handsome, pleasing to the eyes, man, right? And soon Potiphar's, his Isha, his Eshet, his Orset, his woman, his wife, began to solicit him, right, to have an affair, you know, with her. You know, she said, come, lie with me, lay with me. You mean just lay down? No, lay with me sexually. Joseph steadfastly refused her repeated on and on and on and on advances. Joseph, what spiritual, genuine moral strength. But one day, she just threw herself upon him when no one was in the bait. No one was in the house, right? When Joseph tried to flee from her grasp, she had caught him, gotcha, by the garment and pulled it off of him before he ran away. Now humiliated, right? Defeated, right? And left like a fool, you know? She grabbed his loincloth, and he run away, and she just holding the loincloth. She was grabbing for something else. Well, she decided, right, to slander Yosef, the Memphite woman. She decided to slander Joseph. I say Memphite because the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs says she was a Memphite. So no doubt this took place in Nom Impata, a.k.a. Memphis. Very, very important in ancient Smaitawi Mitzrayim history. But she decided to slander Joseph and to falsely accuse him of attempted rape to her husband and to everybody else, right, that would hear. Potiphar, understandably, he was outraged. But the question is, who was he outraged more at, right? Ishto, Esheto, his Orset, his woman, his wife, right? Joseph, who? Himself? He threw young Joseph into the royal dungeon, right? But again, Hailahim, the Elohim, right? The power of powers, the Netcher of Netchers, showed him favor even there. And he immediately gained the trust and even the admiration of his jailers, the warden, you know, and this is a real thing here, right? Who appointed him to a position of authority in the prison administration. Now, the portion right here, to conclude the summary, the kind of overview, the portion here, it ends with episodes in Joseph's life, his liberty, that eventually would bring him to the attention of Paro, of Pharaoh himself, of the great house itself. While in prison, Joseph, he met Paro's, Pharaoh's wine steward. He also met Paro, the great house chief baker. Both were incarcerated for offending their master. Now, according to some Yehudi interpreters and reasoners, they say, well, a fly. Rashi says, well, a fly was found in the goblet prepared by the butler. And others say, Rashi also, a pebble was in the baker's confection. But whatever they did, they offended, right? Paro, the great house, and the Susanet, Susanbat, the king, you know, of Mitzrayi. Both men had disturbing dreams that Joseph correctly interpreted. In 3 days, get this, in how many days? In 3 days, he told them the wine steward would be released, but the baker would be hanged. The key interesting part is the language of both of the dreamers, the butler and the baker, right? They both saw in their dreams that their heads would be lifted up. Now imagine if you are interpreting dreams for somebody, right? You might just give the same sort of interpretation. You're both going to be restored. Everything's going to be all right. But Yosef, because of Ha'ilahim, Yahweh, because the Netcher of Netchers was given the Chokmah, the wisdom, right, to know exactly how these were similar but not the same, right? Both their heads will be lifted up, but in two different ways. One's head will be lifted up in the more figurative sense, the allegorical sense, and one's head will be lifted up in the literal sense, right? The baker was hung. The baker was hanged, right? Yosef, he then asked, right, the wine steward, before he was restored, to advocate, right? Advocate for his release. You know how well I'm doing here? You know it was trumped up charges and all of that. You know, speak to Potter, the great house on my behalf, right? So I could get out of here, right? Yosef's predictions were fulfilled, right? However, the wine steward forgot all about Yosef. Once he was restored, took a sigh of relief, he just said, you know, keep it moving, right? But here, got a couple of minutes right here, hopefully in the Shavuot coming forward, between the observation, you know, of the Hanukkah, Maccabees, fighting holidays from the 18th to the 26th. We got about 71 questions, not going to get through it right here. However, Mikai and I begin. Let's begin right here for a couple of quick Q&As for the RSS number 9 for Shabbat Vayeshev, and he sat and he dwelt and he was enthroned. What does Vayeshev mean, Chabarim? Question 1 here. Genesis chapter 37, verse 1. The Hebrew word Vayeshev, modern Hebrew Vayeshev, right? It means, and he sat, he dwelt, he was settled. From the verb yashab, to sit, literally to sit, but it has a second of the two senses of to dwell. There's a third sense, right, to be enthroned, right? He was seated, right, between the kirubim, the cherubim, as that psalm says. Question 2, so Vayeshev means, and he settled. He settled in the land and he was seated up, you know. He was seated up in a good position in the land. He was like a, you know, like a shepherd king. He was like a shepherd king. Question 2, why did Jacob dwell in Hebron, in the Canaan? Well, earlier we read that Jacob went to Hebron, and Esau and Esau, he went to land of Seir. Seir is interesting because Seir can also be interpreted as hairy, and Seir also as goats. So Jacob went to land of Hebron, right, implying like a community coming together, Haber, Hebron, like Haberim, right? Haberim is at the same root of Hebron, the same root word, Haber, right, of Hebron. And Esau went to the land of the goat, the hairy land, to Seir in Genesis chapter 35, verse 27. Now here, HaTorah, it repeats that Yaakov, that he settled, he dwelt in the land of Canaan, where his father was a sojourner, right? Almost like a resident alien, so to speak. Hebron. To allude to the fact that Yitzhak, Isaac, protected Yaakov, Jacob, and his family from Esau, from Esau, and his family, the Edomites. Now, we want to note as well in the Little Genesis, Ethiopic Book of Jubilees, there is an interesting series of, like, there's a war, a strife that occurs, right, between, we could say, the two family clans. But here, question number three. What do the sages say about Jacob's desire to, quote, settle, to settle, right, to dwell, right, in the land? Well, they, the Hebrew and Judaic sages, they say that Jacob encountered great testing, nisayon, like tests and temptations, testing, because he was willing to settle, to yashav, to settle in the land rather than to see himself as a stranger, right, as a temporary visitor, in a sense as Abraham and Yitzhak did. Question four, why does HaTorah, direction, instruction, the Torah say here in Genesis chapter 37, verse 2, these are the generations of Yaakov, of Jacob. And then go on to discuss Yosef. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph, right? Beginning off with Joseph. Why does it say this? Well, this here too, it alludes to the fact that Joseph was to be regarded as the firstborn son of Yaakov, of Jacob, rather than Reuben, the disgraced natural firstborn. Also, this alludes to the fact that it was Joseph, who was responsible for the most important episode of Yaakov's, of Jacob, the patriarch's life. What is this most important episode? Namely, his immigration, right? His emigration to the Smaitawi, to the head Kapitah, you know what I mean? You know, to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. Question five, what was Joseph's role, responsibility, job, so to speak, in the family business? What was his job? Well, Joseph was in charge of the sons. He was in charge of the sons of the two concubines, later to be known as the two other wives, Bilhah and Zilpah. And who were these sons that Joseph was in charge of? Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Also check out the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs for their testimonies and affidavits. This incident here plays a strong role in the testimony of the 12 patriarchs. It's a pivotal, life-changing, right? Question six here. How old was Joseph, when he went out to check on his brothers? How old? According to the Torah, he was 17 years old, only 17 years. Question seven. How does HaTorah, the Torah, describes Joseph's report of his brothers to his father, to their father? Well, Joseph's report in the Hebrew is called like a bad report. It's called a diba ra'a, a report ra'a, evil, bad, unkind, you know, hurtful, harmful, one could even say, right? Which has overtones, right, Hebraically, Judaically, of what we refer to as the Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara. Lashon, the tongue Hara. The evil tongue, or the horrible tongue, Hara, of the evil. And we call defamation. Defamation, Hebraically, Judaically, is called the Lashon, the tongue, Ha, the Ra'a. The bad, the hurtful, the harmful, the evil tongue. Defamation. Now, according to the Midrash, the studies, Joseph had told Jacob that the sons of Leah, right, were eating unclean meat and flirting with the local daughters, the local girls. Then they were guileless then. And moreover, that they were mocking the sons of the concubines, the other wives, as like sons of bondmen, you know, in a euphemistic sense, like sons of slaves. Even though Jacob had given both women, Jacob had given both women their freedom, right, before marrying them. That's why initially they're the handmaids, they're referred to as concubines, but in the evolution and the leveling up, they were wives. They were given freedom, right, from their being the handmaids, you know, of his two primary wives. Right here, question 8. Why did Jacob love Joseph more than his other sons? Genesis 37 and 3. The scripture says, Ki ben zikunim, who? Ki ben zikunim, who? Ki for ben, son, zikunim, like to say of his oldness, ancientness, who, right? He was the son, because he was the son of his old age. Ki ben zikunim, who? Yaakov, Jacob, also undoubtedly loved Joseph because he was the firstborn son, the Bechor, right? The Bechor of his beloved Eshet, Oset, Rachel. Joseph was also said to be highly intelligent, right? Clever, witty, and a Torah scholar. When we say Torah scholar, not the Torah of Moses, but the Torah that Abraham and that Yitzhak kept, right? Who studied directly from his grandfather Yitzhak from the time he was said to be very young child. For this reason, he is called Ben Zikunim, right? Ben Zikunim. Now, the word Zakan is interesting, like an elder, the Zakan, also the beard, the Zikan, the beard, a sign of the elder. Ben Zikunim, the son of a Torah sage. Even though Benjamin, his brother, right, was the youngest son. Question 9 right here, getting close right here, fulfillment. What special present did Jacob give Joseph, and why? Jacob gave Joseph an ornamented tunic. In the Hebrew, it's known as the ketonet pasim. Ketonet pasim. An ornamented tunic, coat of many colors, it said, to indicate his special status in the bait, in the house, in the beta seb, in the family business. Now, this long, colorful coat was said to be made of silk and woven with beautiful patterns, geometric patterns and figures, right? Mystic. Question 10 here. Why did the brothers hate Yosef? Genesis 37 and 4. When they understood that Jacob loved Joseph more than his other sons, the brothers became jealous, right? And they hated him out of envy. The sages also say that by describing him as a lad, na'ar, as a lad, as a youth, HaTorah, the Torah is implying that Joseph was a bit vain. He was a youth, Joseph, about his appearance and even perhaps He was a bit arrogant, right? Question 11. List some of the ways that Joseph resembled his father, Yaakov. Let's list some of the ways that Joseph resembled his father, Jacob. Can you list some of them? Did you even know that he resembles? Well, both had a mother who was initially barren and then had two sons. Both had a mother who was initially barren and then both mothers had two sons. Both were considered the firstborn of their mothers. Yaakov was regarded as such by Rebecca, from the very beginning, because the oracle of Yahweh was revealed to her. The mothers, the matriarchs of both, had troubled, you could say, childbirths and being with child or pregnancies. Both had brothers, right, who hated them and wanted to dead on them, wanted to kill them and to murder them. Both lived in exile from their homeland. Both had a special love for Rachel, for Rachel, Jacob's chosen, his chosen Kala, his chosen bride. For these reasons, it is said that Yaakov, Jacob, loves and identifies with Beino, with his son, Yosef, Yawasaf. Question 12. What was the dream Joseph shared with his brothers, and how did they react to it? Genesis 37, verses 5 to 8. While the brothers' bundles of wheat bowed down, worshiped to his bundle of wheat, his brothers prophetically interpreted the dream, the chalom, that Joseph, would reign and rule over them. And they hated him even more for the dream. Note that the Midrash, the study, says that Joseph interpreted the dream to mean that the time would come when the brothers would have to come to him for food. Note also that the word hine in the Hebrew, hine, often translates behold, look, see, here it is. It has a more direct sense of look, see, here it is. Like he's showing somebody something, hine, look, see, here it is. Right? Behold, it's mentioned three times in Genesis 37 and 7. Look, see, here it is. Look, see, here it is. Look, see, here it is. This alludes to the Hebrew Trinity, Hashemut HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the three times when his brothers would later come to Mitzrayim, and to stand before Lifnei Yosef, to stand before the one they called Haish, the man. Question 13. How many dreams did Yosef, Yawasaf, share with his brothers? Genesis 37 and 8. Well, we're not really sure, though the text says, quote, they hated him all the more for his dreams, plural. This implies that before Yosef shared the dreams about the sheaves, he had shared some other dreams with his brother, with his brother. Question 14. What other dream did Joseph share with his brothers, and what was the reaction of his father? Genesis 37, 9 to 11. This is going to be close right here, right? Well, the sun, Jacob, the moon, right, could be interpreted as Rachel, even though the throne wife was Leah, your mother, or Bilhah, who raised Joseph as her own son after the death of Rachel. And the 11 stars, the other brothers, including Benjamin, all bowed down, prostrate to him. Yaakov, Jacob, then scolded him for sharing the dream, though he prophetically interpreted his son's coming to Mitzrayim to rule in Egypt. The brothers, on the other hand, they were made furious and even more jealous. Were the brothers justified in hating Yosef? Well, that's a discussion question. You know, ones and ones, keep that to the forward to come right there. Brothers and sisters and brothers, coming to the fulfillment right here. Yahuwah bless the eye and I and I, and keep the eye and I and I, and cause his face, his grace to shine on the eye and I and I. B'Shem Yeshua HaMoshiach, glory be the King. Abino Melkeinu Kamal HaDeslasi. B'Shem Yeshua. Yes, I, Shavuot Tov. A good strong seven to come. Be blessed and highly favored. Here on the outro, Psalm 67. line, the Sabbath seal psalm, also Baraka, and moving forward in the new Shabuah. Shalom, Havarim, shalom.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, 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 shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.
Yeshua, shalom, Havarim, Yeshua, shalom, Yeshua, peace, victory, peace, salvation, peace, Yeshua, shalom, Shavuot Tov, have a good, strong, yes, I, Rastafari.